From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. NATO leaders said Wednesday they have agreed to contribute more money to their defense budgets. The U.S. spends about 3.5% of its gross domestic product on defense. That's far higher than that of other NATO members. The U.S. also provides 70% of NATO's budget. At a meeting of heads of NATO countries Wednesday, President Trump targeted Germany for special criticism. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
It appeared to be a breaking of sour bread over breakfast between President Donald Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Trump specifically criticized Germany for allowing a Russian energy company to construct a $10 billion pipeline through its waters.
We're supposed to be protecting you from Russia. But why are you paying billions of dollars to Russia for energy?
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, during her arrival later, noted energy deals with Russia do not make 21st century Berlin beholden to Moscow.
Steve Herman, VOA News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
China has accused the United States of bullying and warned it would hit back after the Trump administration raised the stakes in their trade dispute, threatening 10% tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods. This is market analyst Richard Perry.
Trump is trying to play to his base. They are not necessarily interested in how the immediate impact of this trade war.
China's Commerce Ministry said Wednesday that it was shocked by the tariffs and would complain to the World Trade Organization. However, it did not immediately say how China would retaliate. This is VOA News. It will be Croatia facing France.